Aftermath. Mum was waiting for me in front of the school along with all the other parents when the bus arrived. Mr. Tushman told me on the bus ride home that they had called my parents to tell them there had been a situation the night before, but that everyone was fine. He said the camp director and several of the counsellors went looking for the hearing aid in the morning while we all went swimming in the lake, but they couldn't find it anywhere. Broadwood would reimburse us the cost of the hearing aids, he said. They felt bad about what had happened. I wondered if Eddie had taken my hearing aids with him as a kind of souvenir, something to remember the orc. Mum gave me a tight hug when I got off the bus, but she didn't slam me with questions like I thought she might. Her hug felt good, and I didn't shake it off like some of the other kids were doing with their parents' hugs. The bus driver started unloading our duffel bags, and I went to find mine while Mum talked to Mr. Tushman and Miss Rubin, who had walked over to her. As I rolled my bag toward her, a lot of kids who don't usually say anything to me were nodding hello or patting my back as I walked by them. "Ready?" Mum said when she saw me. She took my duffel bag and I didn't even try to hold on to it. I was fine with her carrying it. If she had wanted to carry me on her shoulders, I would have been fine with that too, to be truthful. As we started to walk away, Mr. Tushman gave me a quick, tight hug, but didn't say anything.